Welcome to Sport Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Thank you, Phil, for having us down here in Mawson Lakes. Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Oh. You finally found your way here, though, around the rabbit warren.
Honestly. Honestly, I reckon they got to do something. They obviously, Colonel Light did not design this community.
We don't want just anybody getting in here, Rick. This is what the problem is.
Obviously, you've done a great deal of success. This makes this place, Mawson Lakes, makes Colonel Light Gardens look like straight roads.
Oh, really? Oh. That's another bit of a shambles.
Anyway, what's happened? Lawn bowls, they can't even get send the right results into the advertiser.
I was rapt to hear from you, Rick, because I got cleaned up on Wednesday. And you told me I'd won by one, so I'll take that. They had last week's scores in the paper yesterday.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Don't know what's happened there. No, we got beaten by a pretty strong Woodfield side. Weren't really tipped to beat them Wednesday. And, went down. I went down by about seven, and the team went down by plenty. So that's the end of the midweek bowls for us. We're done and dusted.
Didn't make the finals.
not in that. We finished midfield, which was a fair effort for the team that we've got. We've got a few lads that play down in the lower grades, so that's all good. This week, Rick, we start finals down here in our league, and we play at home. We beat Adelaide last week to finish top, so we play our semi-final at home, which is a big advantage for us. I won't say it's going to get us over the line.
Hang on. You never lose at home.
Exactly right. But I'm not going to say that, Rick. I'm not going to say that.
Am I quoting you or not?
You can quote me.
No, I am quoting you that's what you
claim. All right, I'll say it. We won't lose at home, Rick.
There you go.
That
isn't actually the way it's worked out, has it?
We only lost the one, and that was the heat-shortened game. Other than that, we haven't lost at home.
Is that right?
After Christmas, yep.
So you're going to win?
I think we will. I'm very confident. Play Woodville at home. So, also, as quickly, Sunday night, we have the semi-final of the Super Challenge, which was the old Taylor's Cup. So we're playing a semi-final there. Win that, going to the grand final the next Sunday. If we lose that, we're out. So, lose this week, we're out. So, quickly, that's the end of that. Local bowls, Rick.
Local.
It's a prelim final, it was.
Yep.
So I'll quickly go through. Lindock defeated Kapunda quite easily, 104-75. Enter Kapunda, had a good season, probably be a bit disappointed that didn't make the grand.
Yeah.
Harry Sykes, one of the top skips for his rink, was one of the top rinks for the year. Had a draw with Adrian Green, 22-all. Darren Green, 25 to Brett Rowland, whose Brett was new part of the way through the year, 25-16. Josh Gear, 32 to Sean Knight, 17. Lindock first. Wayne Williams, 25 to Cap Green, 20. So the grand final this week, Rick, quickly. Angaston versus Lindock at Yadunda, I believe. Greens are going to be okay. So it's up there. I'll quickly mention Div 2 is Angaston versus Kapunda. So it gets a bit boring. Div 3, Angaston versus Kapunda. And Div 4, Kapunda versus Angaston.
Well, that's a change.
So that's the four divisions for this week. So it's poor old Lindock are the odd ones out. Quickly, Rick, on Sunday, played a tournament up at Lindock, the Lindock Triples, in memory of Dave Hoisler, a lovely bloke. They made it in memory of him. We're lucky to win it last year. Runners up this year. And Rick, can I say that I'm only too happy to be runner up? The team that beat us, we didn't play the team that beat us, but the team that beat us was the Green Machine, we'll call them, which was the Greens, Adrian Green, Noah Green, 7 years old. He had a birthday during the week. Happy birthday to you, Noah. And Jaden, who skipped the team all day, 10 years old.
What?
They won their three games and must have won them very convincingly, because we won convincingly and they beat us by 1 point. So more than happy to go down to those young fellas.
Well,
and,
that's an incredible
story. Yeah, their dad led, Adrian led. He's a 150-odd state game player. Yeah. He led, so had his bowls first. Yeah. Then on came Noah, 7 years old, bowled his bowls, and then Skip was Jaden.
That is a magnificent story.
Fantastic.
It is, isn't it?
Just a real great story. So More than happy to come running.
I've got a feeling,
them.
Phil, it probably points out that you should have started your career considerably earlier.
Oh, it tells me that, but I thought bowls was for old people, but I guess it's not. So, well, anyway, Rick.
I'm not going to ask.
Well, follow the next question. For some of us.
Yeah.
That's the bowls wrap up. So I'll give you the grand final scores, obviously, next week.
Yes. And very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on the wrap-ups, we'll duck over to the Barossa and Light Grand Finals in the cricket. I watched from afar at Tumby Bay because I went there for the long weekend. The finals were meant to be or scheduled for the week earlier, but we won't go into the reasons they were extended. I think we discussed that briefly
The
last show. Anyway, the amazing thing is that...
Yep.
And I've checked, because from Tumby Bay, looking at the scores, I thought, well, there must have been, you know...
Rain
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, Tumby Bay's fine, but surely, obviously, the Barossa isn't. However, I have checked, and there was nothing wrong with any of the pitches in any of the finals. And generally speaking, the scores are unbelievably low. We're not going to bore our good listeners with all the details. However, the A grade, Sandy Creek win the toss and bat and are out for 75. At the end of play on the first day, believe it or not, Angaston were 5 for 44 chasing them, but got the runs.
Yep.
And after the first drinks break on the Sunday, they called it off with Angaston winning the A grade premiership 9 for 124. Versus Sandy Creek's all out 75. Jackson Murphy for Ango, 15.4 overs, 4 maidens, 5 for 28, man of the match,
wow.
Which is pretty obvious. A2s, Gawler Central have been doing it for the second half of the season. Udunda Robertstown all out for 74, and at one stage, Gawler Central looked like not getting there, but yet again they scraped over the line 9 for 98. So ridiculously low scores. The most amazing performance, though, in Udunda Robbie's 74, Matthew Perry 8.2 overs. This is unbelievable. You wouldn't
sort of more
dream
figures,
of this.
I'd say.
Yeah, yes, your figures.
Yeah.
8.2 overs, 6 maidens, 2 runs, 6 wickets. He must have been bowling hand grenades or something. Anyway, A3s again, incredible. Angaston all out for 89. Light Pass got there at 4 for 91. The A4s, this is about the real, or two real cricket scores. The A4s, Angaston 5 for 201, defeated Tanunda 88. And the A5s, Light Pass 182 defeated Tanunda 141.
Oh, okay.
So the interesting common denominator is that as you were going, in your commentary on the bowls, Angaston have got to be doing a lot of things right because they've won a couple of premierships there, been in another couple of finals, and they obviously have the ability to keep players in more than just cricket and bowls. And good luck, you've got to praise them.
They've been up there every year.
Oh, they're the same in cricket.
A1 cricket I can't remember them not being in a grand final,
no.
I don't think.
Well, that was the first one they've actually won for a couple of years.
Yeah, Tanunda beat them.
Yeah, but they've been in the grand finals.
Yeah, yeah. They're around the mark.
Yeah.
Can I just quickly say congratulations? We had him on our show early in the season, I think before the season started. Jumbo.
Yes.
Darren James.
Yep.
Coach of Light Pass, he's got a bit of success in his first year there.
Well,
A3s and A5s, he did play in the A3s himself.
That's right. So, that's a step in the right direction for Light Pass.
Yep.
And it'll be interesting. I think we briefly mentioned it last show. We won't go into the incredible controversy of no covers on pitches.
Mm.
Suffice it to say, it's not even alleged. The committee met and Lindock have been fined quite a lot of money. Now, that's good, but it's not, in my humble opinion, good enough because they still played in the finals.
Mm.
And what should have happened, in my humble opinion, is that they should have had the match taken away from them. Now, I've got a feeling that the rules may be rewritten. You know, and I think it's suffice it to say that it's not cricket.
No. I'd probably try and put your name down for that Tanunda Lindock match next year.
Oh, I think she'd be
a bowling hand grenades that day.
Well, funnily enough, I was at Tanunda yesterday umpiring a game.
Yep.
And the guru himself,
yes,
the curator was there.
Oh, Chris.
He was. And he jacked up another good track.
Did he? Very good track. He always does.
He does.
Yep.
And being the gentleman that he is, he just passed the odd comment about the situation. But anyway, that's all I
And
need.
I heard he liked our show.
Well, I heard he did.
He gave me a bit of a text message the other night, wasn't that fruitful?
Oh, dear. Anyway, while we're there,
yep.
No wonder, I've worked out now why Dizzy gets paid the big bucks to coach the Redbacks.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, this would be the tactical move of the lot, I reckon. You're playing on the Karen Rolton Road. You win the toss. And Dizzy, smart man that he is, would have instructed Lehman to send them into bat. And it is the New South Wales.
They've been for about 3 days, didn't they?
It is the New South Wales third 11 they're playing. Anyway, but you see, there's more to it. This is why he gets the big bucks.
Yeah.
Because we seem to recruit nothing but second and third 11 players from the eastern states. Well, it gave Dizzy 2 days while they batted for him to have a look at who he's going to recruit for next year. Hey, how smart would that be?
Well, Rick, I know you're heading to an Adelaide cricket luncheon down in Anzac. Yeah. I think you call into the, you'll be going straight past, so you just call in for a few overs and watch a few overs.
Well, I will, and to congratulate Dizzy on the tactical move. I mean, that's really,
And he deserves a pat on the back.
He does. And I'll only make one other quick passing comment, and it was very interesting because it ties in with one of the big problems, and I've suggested this on the shows before, is that I don't know what it is with curators, but they're trying to produce as, everyone calls it the Karen Rotten Road because, it is flat and it's a batting paradise. Now, that's not how you achieve a game of cricket. Now, the interesting thing is that after the third test in India, Steve Smith, stand-in captain, actually said, I prefer to play on these types of wickets, because every ball's a contest, you're going to get a result. Sure, you might get it in 3 days.
Yep.
But, Stone Marvellous Lust, this game that's on today, to try and manufacture, and that's the only way you can describe it, a result, South Australia have declared, I don't know, 100 something behind.
Yeah, they did.
And then they're going to hope that New South Wales declare and we'll have a Mickey Mouse finish.
Well, yeah, so they're 2 for 200 and something in this second.
So there is, the product of making roads is killing the game.
They did that in the last test in India, didn't they?
That's right.
They made a flat track.
And lost interest.
It's ridiculous.
You've got to produce a pitch to the best of one's ability that is going to get a result.
Yep. Yep.
And if that means that they're a bit dicey in the sense that they spin or they turn or they do something, so be it. But you no one wants draws and that. Anyway, so AFL.
AFL. What an exciting game last night, Rick, hey?
Well, I'll tell you.
Here we are, what is it, Friday morning after the first game.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I had a good dear friend come around and we thought, first game of the season, here we go.
All excited.
Guess what? We turned over to the rugby at three-quarter time. Well, I know you can't spell the word.
No.
But that was one of the worst games of football I've ever seen.
Wasn't a real good one.
And
I've got to admit.
You'd like to quote Buckley about his prediction, wouldn't you?
He quoted on Fox Footage in the week that each team will be scoring 100-plus points. And they wound it back last night and he said, did I say 100 each? I meant 100 between them.
Well,
and that's all it was, 58 to 58.
Methodology, no nothing. And what about the umpires, Phil? Four of them. That's terrific, isn't it?
Just a few more mistakes, isn't it?
There was no performance from you didn't think, gee, the umpires are right on top of this game.
I know. I mean, it's four's too many. I mean, as I said to you, Rick, before the show, they couldn't find three decent ones last year for every game.
Yeah.
Now they've got to find four. Where are they getting them from?
Well, I mean, the fact is that it's not... if you judge on last night, it achieved absolutely nothing other than the AFL spending more money.
Yeah, more money. So, and I see everything's going up at the Adelaide Oval in the canteen. Beer, drinks,
$6.50 for a little bucket of chips or something.
Yeah, it's all gone up.
Well, they've got to pay the caterers somehow, don't they?
They spoke to him on the news last night. God, there you go. We both tipped Richmond last night, Rick.
They didn't lose.
No, they give us the win in our footy tips.
Yes.
There we get the win. So, okay, Rick, we've got Geelong and Collingwood.
Geelong will win comfortably.
I think so too. Although Collingwood on paper looked quite a good side. We've got North versus West Coast Eagles, Rick.
Well, I'm going to go for North Melbourne.
Not for me. I'm going West Coast Eagles.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yep. Yeah, well, there's
one. I know Kennedy, though. So, okay, Port and the Lions at Adelaide Oval.
The Lions will win.
Port for me.
Port have not won. Dear Philip.
Next Port, win's only around the corner.
Port have not beaten the Brisbane Lions for 5 years.
That's history. We're history here in the making.
On your bike, Kenny.
Yeah. Melbourne, Norton 5. Melbourne versus the Bulldogs.
Melbourne
for me.
Right.
Gold Coast versus Sydney.
Sydney.
Sydney for me. GWS versus Adelaide.
GWS.
GWS and Toby Green to kick a bag. Hawthorn versus Essendon.
Now, a very, very interesting game.
Yes.
I was going to lean for Hawthorn, but I'm not. I'm going to go for Essendon.
I went Essendon as well. And St Kilda and Frio in Melbourne.
Yes, a very interesting game. One. Well, I'm going to be brave and go for Frio.
So am I.
Oh.
Because I think, well, they were a good side last year. I know they lost that lob, but I think Frio are still a pretty good side. Yeah. Rick, just before we have your joke,
yes.
I want to quickly mention Alfie Skews. He's battling with health conditions. We won't go into what it is, but can I just send our greetings to Kay and the family? Because he's really battling, so...
Yes, I wish him well and the family as well.
Absolutely, one of our best shows that we've ever done.
Yes,
to be able to interview him and
Very very sad that he's struggling. But anyway, let's hope all finishes up well.
Yep.
Joke, Ken Hinckley.
Kenny.
Yeah. As the coach, he spends half of his time telling the press what his team is going to do. He spends the other half explaining why they haven't done it.
Well, let's hope that's changed this year, but it certainly has been for the last umpteen years. So.
Anyway, team, I hope you've enjoyed it. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.